Flame way down.
Not available.
Gerald?
Hello? How you doing?
Hey, Gerald. It's a bunch of reporters here from the Twin Cities. Going to take you through a quick phone conference here.
Okay, sounds good.
Gerald, what'd you think about getting drafted by the Vikings?
Man, it's no other feeling in the world, man. I mean, like, I'm talking weight off my shoulders type feeling. I'm just sitting here. I was sitting in the room, you know, just watching it, you know, and I happen to just go get in the shower, just try to just take some stress off me, go get in the shower, and as I'm getting out the shower, I hear my phone ringing, and I wasn't even rushing to get to the phone, I didn't even know what it was, you know, so I get over here, and I see Minnesota, and I look on the board, it says Minnesota and two picks, and I just start crying, man, I just couldn't believe it, man, it's a blessing.
So did you expect to go a little earlier?
Yes, sir, you know, but like I said, you know, I expected to go earlier, you know, I thought I was going to go earlier, but God has his plan for every single person, and God puts me who he wants to put me with, and God lays out his path to who he wants to lay his path laid out to, you know, and like I said, I let him take it in my hand, let him take it in his hand, you know, and guide me, and it's just a blessing. I can't even, it's just a real moment right now, and I'm all talked up with words right now, it's a blessing, man, it's just a lot of weight off my shoulders, off my family.
Hey, Gerald, did Minnesota talk about how they might use you at all?
Yes, sir. I just got off the phone, you know, and they just, you know, like I said, they really like me, and they told me, you know, you got a chance to really come in here, you know, and make an impact, you know, for us, you know. So I said, whatever you guys need me to do, you know, whatever you guys want me to do, I'm ready to do it. You know, I'm ready to be a Viking. I'm ready to, you know, I'm ready to get started.
Are they going to use you outside?
They didn't say, you know, like I told them I could play outside or inside, you know, I can just play the linebacker position well, you know, I believe, you know, that I'm going to do nothing but get even better, you know, playing the linebacker position. You have a great coach in Mike Singletary, Coach Singletary, you know, and I'm ready to just go, you know, I know what he's capable of doing and how he coaches, you know, and I'm ready to go.
Were you the Will backer in 2011 and then the Sam in 2012, is that right?
Yes, sir, yep.
When's the last time you played middle?
I never played middle, you know, sometimes coming in playing Sam backer, I moved into the box, you know, sometimes, but I never played a true middle backer until I played in the East-West game, East-West All-Star practice, yes, sir.
I see you're a former safety. How comfortable do you feel dropping in coverage?
I feel very comfortable. I think that was one of my strong points, and that's why I thought I was going to go, you know, a little bit earlier than what I went, you know, because of the fact that, you know, I was great, you know, in coverage, but like I said, God has his plan, and coaches see certain things in players, you know, that they want, you know, so, like I said, I feel real comfortable, you know, in coverage, you know, and playing in the box at the same time.
What was it like to get recruited and play for Coach Paterno?
I'm sorry, sir, I can hear you.
What was it like to get recruited by and play under Coach Paterno?
It was a blessing, like I said, it was like being coached by it, you know, not a god, you know, because nothing's higher than God, but it's like being coached by a legend while he's still coaching, you know, that was a blessing, even being his, you know, in his hands, you know, he was more of a father figure than I would say coach, you know, he was like a father figure, he taught you a lot of, you know, he taught you a lot of football, but at the same time, he taught you a lot how to be a man and how to show respect, you know, so it was a blessing, you know, being able to play for him.
How difficult was it when players were leaving? When they were allowed to leave, were you one of those who was trying to make sure that as many players stayed as you could possibly get?
Yes, sir. We didn't really have to, you know, go around and talk to guys. We had a big, you know, big meeting through the players, you know, we just talked to the guys, you know, but like I said, guys were going to go their way, you know, and we couldn't do too much if a guy said, I'm leaving, you know. It's not like we can, you know, chase him down and make him stay. He's going to make a decision, you know, but it was our job to let those guys know what it means to play Penn State football, you know, what it means to be a part of a family, you know. So that was our main goal, just let them know, you know, the true meaning of playing Penn State football, you know. It wasn't to try to make them stay or anything like that, but we just wanted to let them know, you know, what the situation was and how they should feel about it before they go make any decisions off of, you know, just because we couldn't play in the bowl game.
Why'd they move you from safety to linebacker?
My freshman year, Navarro Bowman and Sean Lee had a few injuries my freshman year, so around third or fourth game of the season, I went down there and I went to play a little bit more than what I was playing, and I went down there and I told him I wanted to play linebacker. And he recruited me, you know, my whole high school career, you know, so that was my linebacker coach. So he wanted me to just come in there, and I told him, and he just brought me down there, and that's what he wanted the whole time, I believe, you know. So I was just ready to go play, and I was ready to just get on the field.
Now, you added 30 pounds from the time you were a freshman. Do you figure you've pretty much maxed out the bulk strength you can add?
You would say so, I'm sorry.
You added 30 pounds since your freshman year. Do you think you've kind of maxed out on the bulk strength that you can add?
Oh, no, sir. I believe, you know, I've been keeping my weight, you know, just stable because I've been flying around, you know, like I said, we do this whole combine, but through the visits and everything, you know, doing this whole process, flew around. So I had to try to keep my weight stable, but I believe, you know, once I get on my regimen, you know, how I usually do when I get ready to put on weight, you know, I'll be fine.
Sure.
I can put on weight. I can lose weight, either whatever the coach needs me to do.
Gerald, what was it like going through the off-field stuff there the past couple of years? Do you think it was a real maturing process for you?
Oh, definitely. You know, I believe throughout this last year was a truly, you know, maturing process. New coaches coming in, you know, having to learn new defenses, having to learn against offenses, NFL offenses at that. Just being able, you know, to, you know, talk to younger guys, you know, and tell them how you feel, you know, about the program. It was, like I said, it was a blessing to be, you know, be in the situation, you know, because, like I said, it was very maturing. And then everything being knocked down on us, you know, everybody trying to knock us down with everything going down. And you know, just being able to have other guys in your class, senior guys like Mike Maldi, Jordan Hill, you know, being there by your side, old guys, you know, grown guys, you know, that just very mature, you know, and just help you mature as a person too, and mature as a man.
How did you monitor the draft Thursday night?
I just sat there and watched my mother and my father, you know, we just watched, you know, I congrats each and every guy, you know, that I knew that went off the board, you know, congratulations, you know, because at the end of the day, we're all trying to get the same goal, and we're trying to be the best, and, you know, we're trying to maximize our potential, you know, while we're in the NFL, you know. So, you know, I wasn't mad or anything, you know, I was a little frustrated, you know, the more and more rounds, the more and more picks are going, but like I said, I know God has his plan for me, I know God had me where he wanted me.
Did you take note at all on Thursday of what the Vikings did?
No, sir, I just, like I said, when I talked to the Vikings at the combine, and then at the, and then at my pro day, but I wasn't thinking they were going, you know, weren't thinking about me, you know, just for some reason. There's a lot of other teams that, you know, was very interested in me a lot, you know, that I visited. And, you know, those are teams you think are going to draft you, but at the end of the day, not every team you interview with or something is going to draft you. Just some teams, you know, like you for what they see on film and know you're a good person at heart, you know. So I didn't even know, you know, that they were really that interested in me, you know, but like I said, when he called me, you know, I'm like, man, this is an amazing feeling.
Which teams did you think were interested in you?
Teams like Tampa Bay, Dallas, St. Louis, New Orleans, you know, teams like that. You know, every time their pick came up, you know, it was no phone call, you know, so I'm just like, man, like, well, you know, and I'm just waiting around. I'm like, well, maybe someone will pick me up, you know, maybe someone will pick me. And then, you know, like I said, I hop in the shower, come out of the shower, and my phone's ringing with a Minnesota. I look on the board and they're up next to pick, and I'm like, man, this is an amazing feeling.
Did you say you played Mike at the Shrine game?
Yes, sir. Inside backer. Yes, sir. We ran it was a 3-4.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was an inside backer, true inside backer.
Did you feel comfortable doing that?
Yes, sir. I feel very comfortable. I feel as though, you know, with my potential, you know, being able to move quickly and I can and be able to hit gaps, you know, I believe that's, you know, that I can very, you know, I can really improve my game, you know, and improve my work, you know, playing inside backer because of my, you know, being able to move as well as I can inside the box and outside the box.
What was it like returning kicks?
that was fun. It was fun, you know. That right there, you know, shows my loyalty that the coaches trusted in me, you know, the loyalty that they had for me, the respect they had for me, you know, the type of athlete I was, for them to even put me back there, you know, as a linebacker my senior year, for them to put me back there, you know, it just showed you, you know, the type of athlete I was, and, you know, and the loyalty, you know, and the trust that they had in me.
Who's your agent?
Derek Gilmore.
All right. Thanks, Gerald.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.